2023年精编初中英语教学与评估听力部分17
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1.Tom and Lisa usually go to school on foot together.
Tom and Lisa usually go to school on foot together.
2. It is important to take notes when you're having lessons.
It is important to take notes when you are having lessons.
3. The forest fire was caused by the cigarette ends.
The forest fire was caused by the cigarette ends.
4. Mr. Brown is a good detective, and he has solved many cases.
Mr. Brown is a good detective, and he has solved many cases.
5. I enjoy reading the bedtime story with my mother very much.
I enjoy reading the bedtime story with my mother.Very much.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6. What would you like to be when you grow up, Mike?
I want to be a pilot, but my parents want me to be a dentist. What about you, Kate?
I used to think a nurse would be an ideal job, but now I'd like to become a teacher.
Question. What does Kate want to be when she grows up?
请再听一遍。What would you like to be when you grow up, Mike?
I want to be a pilot, but my parents want me to be a dentist. What about you, Kate?
I used to think a nurse would be an ideal job, but now I'd like to become a teacher.
Question. What does Kate want to be when she grows up?
Seven. How long does it take you to get home from work?
It usually takes me half an hour to get home by car, but if it rains, the traffic is terrible, and it may take me another half an hour.
Question. How long does it take the man to drive home if it rains? 请再听一遍。How long does it take you to get home from work?
It usually takes me half an hour to get home by car, but if it rains, the traffic is terrible, and it may take me another half an hour.
Question. How long does it take the man to drive home if it rains?8. Excuse me, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for some books about AI technology.
These three are the most popular.
Okay, how much are they altogether?
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place? 请再听一遍。Excuse me, can I help you?
Yes,I'm looking for some books about AI technology.
These three are the most popular.
Okay, how much are they altogether?
Question, where does this dialogue probably take place? 9. The weekend is coming. Let's do something fun, shall we?
Yeah, I'm thinking about seeing a film.Going to the Disneyland, or cycling in the park. Which one do you like?
How about visiting the wild animal zoo? I'd like to get closer to the nature.
Okay then, let me book the tickets first.
Question, what are the speakers probably going to do this weekend? 请再听一遍。The weekend is coming.Let's do something fun, shall we?
Yeah, I'm thinking about seeing a film, going to the Disneyland, or cycling in the park. Which one do you like?
How about visiting the wild animal zoo? I'd like to get closer to the nature.
Okay then, let me book the tickets first.
Question: What are the speakers probably going to do this weekend? Ten. Did you know Peter got the first prize in the reading competition?
Really? He deserved it. He's been working hard recently.
How could he make such great progress in such a short time?
He spent all the free time reading, even when he was having meals.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。
Did you know Peter got the first prize in the reading competition?
Really? He deserved it. He's been working hard recently.
How could he make such great progress in such a short time?
He spent all the free time reading, even when he was having meals.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue?
4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Once, there was a very poor boy named Paul. He lived with his family. His parents worked hard to raise their son. Paul was a very good boy and always spoke the truth. One day, the king visited Paul's small village and all the villagers came out to greet the king. The king was giving away cookies and candy. Paul and the villagers crowded near the king's carriage to try to get some of the gifts from the king. Finally, the king got to Paul and gave him a box full of cookies and candy. Paul was so excited that he immediately rushed home to share the candy with his family. When Paul opened the box, he noticed that there was a beautiful ring among all the candy. He thought to himself that this ring could make him rich, and he and his family no longer had to worry about having enough food to eat. After thinking for a while, Paul decided to return the ring to the king. Paul went to the palace and returned the king's ring. The king was very thankful to Paul because this was his favorite ring, and he rewarded Paul with lots of gold coins. When Paul's parents got to know about what happened, they became very happy. When Paul came home, his parents hugged him. From that day, Paul and his family never went hungry.
请再听一遍。
Once, there was a very poor boy named Paul. He lived with his family. His parents worked hard to raise their son. Paul was a very good boy and always spoke the truth. One day, the king visited Paul's small village and all the villagers came out to greet the king. The king was giving away cookies and candy. Paul and the villagers crowded near the king's carriage to try to get some of the gifts from the king. Finally, the king got to Paul and gave him a box full of cookies and candy. Paul was so excited that he immediately rushed home to share the candy with his family. When Paul opened the box, he noticed that there was a beautiful ring among all the candy. He thought to himself that this ring could make him rich, and he and his family no longer had to worry about having enough food to eat. After thinking for a while, Paul decided to return the ring to the king. Paul went to the palace and returned the king's ring. The king was very thankful to Paul because this was his favorite ring, and he rewarded Paul with lots of gold coins. When Paul's parents got to know about what happened, they became very happy. When Paul came home, his parents hugged him. From that day, Paul and his family never went hungry. 5. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Have you ever heard about Songkran Festival? It is one of the wildest water fights in the world. Every year, millions of people in Thailand return home to celebrate the festival. They pour water on each other and have water fights. Even elephants join in and spray water at people. The people think water can wash away bad luck and bring good luck in the new year. During the celebration, if the streets are not wet, people can't pass by. Songkran is also known as Thai New Year. Most countries in the world celebrate the New Year in January, but Thai people do it in April. April is the hottest month in Thailand, so the holiday is timely. It is also the most popular time for Chinese tourists to visit the country. Songkran officially lasts from April the 13th to the 15th, but people in Thailand often spend the whole weekend celebrating and having fun. Besides water fights, it's also a Songkran custom to clean house. People also carry Buddha statues through the streets and wash them with water.
请再听一遍。
Have you ever heard about Songkran Festival? It is one of the wildest water fights in the world. Every year, millions of people in Thailand return home to celebrate the festival. They pour water on each other and have water fights. Even elephants join in and spray water at people. The people think water can wash away bad luck and bring good luck in the new year. During the celebration, if the streets are not wet, people can't pass by. Songkran is also known as Thai New Year. Most countries in the world celebrate the New Year in January, but Thai people do it in April. April is the hottest month in Thailand, so the holiday is timely. It is also the most popular time for Chinese tourists to visit the country. Songkran officially lasts from April the 13th to the 15th, but people in Thailand often spend the whole weekend celebrating and having fun. Besides water fights, it's also a Songkran custom to clean house. People also carry Buddha statues through the streets and wash them with water.